Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
How do you characterize this game? It's another game like last game where you win it, but it's quite a journey to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's crazy. You know, staying the course, you know, every play counts, every play is big. Just like that goal line was big. They were at the 1-2 yard line and we had to get a stop. They scored a touchdown, it's a different game. But get a stop right there, that's a big stop. Force them to three, get a couple more stops, things like that. And, you know, obviously get that, you know, that last, you know, defense knows we're going to have to, you know, make a stop, especially after Caleb scored. So we just knew it was going to turn, we just had to stick to us.
That was Jaquan Brisker talking about the Bears' defense and the stops that were needed. Of course, the Bears defeat the New York Giants 24-20. I am Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 670 The Score all the way till 5 o'clock. It's when Dustin Rhodes takes over because, of course, you are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And not only will Dustin Rhodes be taking over at 5 o'clock, but we got some great guests on the show today. Mully and Hall come on after that. They got Olin Krutz, Bad Biggs, and Clay Harbor at 7, 8, and 9, respectively. Then the man you just heard right there asking the question, Mark Grody, he'll be on with Rahimi and Harris. They'll have Anthony Heron at 11, then Dan Wiederer at 1. Then Spiegel and Holmes come on, and they have three great guests for you as well. Kurt Warner at 3. Former offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears, James Big Cat Williams at 4, then Jason Leisure at 5. But right now, we're taking your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Of course, we are live and local for you following this Bears victory. Just to get your responses, got a great text message that I want to read really quickly before we go out to the phones. Brandon, I see you. Quentin, I see everybody else. I can see you on hold. Here's the text message. This is great. Says the Bears had quite a few plays go their way. This is from the 630. The Bears had quite a few plays go their way. Dart fumbles the ball on his way to scoring a touchdown and is out for the rest of the game. That's a huge one right there, right? They're up 2 scores already. They're up 10 at that point when he fumbled. Fortunately, the Bears got the ball back. Dart fumbles there, and he's out for the rest of the game with a concussion. Then the Giants settle for a field goal in the middle of the fourth quarter with the ball on the 1 yard line. That everyone was dumbfounded by that one. Then Russell Wilson failed to get one first down with under 2 minutes to go in the game. That's crazy. The Giants, you saw the stat they threw on the screen? 44 fourth quarter and overtime comebacks. That's insane number for Russell Wilson. The Giants punter shanks the punt and the Bears get the ball on the 50 yard line. I mean, these are all great points, things that needed to happen. But somebody else also asked another question, and this is what I want to ask you as you're thinking about what you're going to say when you call in right now. And it is, he said, if the Bears beat the Vikings and the Steelers next week, even if they're close wins, it's safe to say the Bears are for real. So I guess my question for you would be, Bears are 6-3. You're not necessarily the most confident that they're a good or great team, I should say. Alex talked me off the ledge talking about they're not playing their best football and they will in December, just like Ben Johnson said. So the question then is, who do the Bears need to beat in order for you to say that they're a good team? Or maybe you think they're good already, right? And I would love to hear that argument. But they have the Vikings, the Steelers, the Eagles, the Packers. That's their next four games. Like, who do they need to beat in order? Like, if you're like, okay, you know what, Gabe? If they beat this team and this team, I'm 100% in on this Bears squad. Who is that for you?
You know who it is.
The Eagles?
Yeah, definitely the Eagles. And then also the Packers. It's got to be the Packers.
See, I think, okay, yes. I mean, it's every one of those teams, right? To be very fair, it's very, very clear.
Exactly. Like, for the Bears' sake, it has to be the Packers.
Right.
Just to get that monkey off the back.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, because the Eagles, I feel like the Eagles will give you a game. Like, they don't care. They're like, I don't know, an NBA team where like, yeah, whatever. You want this regular season game? Sure.
Yeah,
The Chiefs, you know, like, I'm going to be in the playoffs. I'm going to be there. I'll see you there. Are you going to be there? I don't know. We'll be there.
You want us on the second day of the back-to-back? Sure, yeah, go ahead, right. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. My guys are resting. We're going to the playoffs. You guys are struggling to get into the playoffs. So, like, the Eagles will give you a game. But the Packers, there's some meaning right there, and that'd be it. So, again, two questions are the Bears fraudulent or dangerous? And if you think they are fraudulent, what games would you want them to win in order to prove to you that they can compete with the best teams in the NFL? All right, let's go out to the phone line. Let's go out to Quentin. Quentin, did I hear that you're on the train right now?
Yeah, I'm on the train, winter storm, on my way to work.
Smart.
Left out the house at 12:30. I'm going to say this. We got to beat our teams in our division. I have to say we're fraudulent. But Ben Johnson will always have a plan to put the team together. I call Ben Johnson Optimus Prime because he shows leadership of putting the team together. Go out there and beat the teams in our division. That goes for the Vikings and the Packers because the Packers and the Vikings have been bullying us in our division left and right. Now the tables are turned. We're 6-3. We beat the Vikings. Beat the Packers. Oh, and another thing, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I understand Aaron Rodgers owned us, but when you are a Steeler. You are a Steeler. You're not a Packer no more. So let's get that straight. Since once we beat the Vikings, then we'll shut Aaron Rodgers up once and for all.
I like it. I like it, Quentin. And of course, I know you and I have had some chats about this team and the direction that they're headed in. Does this 6-3 start for you? Right, under the Ben Johnson era, does that get you more hyped for the future, or are you more hyped about the present, like this year and what it can be?
I'm hyped about this year. It's that time. It's that time. I'm tired of the Bears being losers. It's time for us to start winning games. It's time for us. As a matter of fact, after the season, I think the Bears will make the playoffs, and once the season's over, it'll be 14-3.
Wait, what? You think the Bears are going to go 14-3?
Yeah. 14-3. How many games we got left?
Wait, that means they're not going to lose again for the rest of the season.
No, I don't think so. The way Ben Johnson got this team going, I don't see them winning that game. They may lose, I say, to the Eagles. Yeah, but after that, I think there's some winnable games on that roster, on that schedule. So
13-4. That's what we're saying right there. 13-4.
What?
One loss.
Yeah, 13-4. Okay. One loss.
I mean, let me tell you something, Quentin. The Bears end up 13-4. Hoo-wee. I'm going to get some Bears draws for Christmas. I'm going crazy.
And you never know we have home. And you never know we may have home field advantage during the playoffs.
All right, let's do this, Quentin. Let's do a little exercise real quick, you and I, all right? Because I know you're on the train, so you got some time. So I can keep you, and I'm not gonna steal you from anything. All right, so I'm gonna tell you what the playoffs look like right now for the Bears. What the hell? Who knows? We might not be able to have this conversation in a couple weeks, but right now we can. All right, so if the playoffs started today, okay? I know we love doing those things. You know who the Bears would play?
Who?
The Eagles.
Yeah.
It'd be a quick playoff appearance.
If it's at Soldier Field or in Philadelphia.
It'll be in Philly. But all right, that wasn't my exercise. Quentin, yeah. I'm going to name all the playoff teams right now. You tell me who the Bears are better than, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Detroit. They put 51 on us, just to be clear. Mm-hmm. The answer's no, Quinn. Quinn, the answer's no. The answer's no. It's okay. I'll help you out.
The answer's no. All right. Okay.
Here comes the next one. The Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, see, if it's on the road, I think we can take them.
Okay. I want to be very clear. The Rams have allowed the least amount of points in the NFL or in the NFC this year. I want to be very clear. Actually, wait, where are they at? The Rams, 153.
Also, Matt Stafford broke a record for three consecutive games with 4+ touchdown passes.
Nasty. Him and Devontae Adams being added to that squad is nasty. But they've allowed the second fewest amount of points in the NFL. The answer is no there as well, Quentin. I'll just help you out. All right.
Okay.
All right. Tampa Bay. Maybe.
Maybe. If it's in Tampa, right, we should steamroll them.
Maybe. All right. Green Bay.
Green Bay. Going to war with Green Bay.
The answer is no.
Either is it? The answer. Well, I was going to say yes. Yes. The answer. Either in Lambeau Field or Soldier Field.
I can't wait to play the Packers just to like really see where the Bears are at. That to me is the game. Like you said, it's not the Eagles; it's the Packers. Like, can you handle business in your division? All right, then it's the Eagles. We know the answer there. Yeah. And then this is a sneaky one: the Seattle Seahawks.
Absolutely not.
Oh well, I don't know about the Seahawks. God. I mean, Sam Darnold, they're and his crew.
They're what the Bears want to be. You know what I mean? Like, the Bears want to be Seattle. They want to be efficient like Sam Darnold. He was 21-for-24 last week. You know, they want to be efficient like Sam Darnold. They want Jackson Smith and Jigba to be Roma Dunze. Like, that's who the Bears want to be. Kenneth Walker, like a solid running game that's consistent.
Charbonnet's
like 7-2. They have the best record in the NFC right now. So what I all that to say, Quinn, is that if the Bears want to compete with the better teams in the NFC, it's like, ugh, they got a little bit of work to do. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of work to do.
Yeah. We got a little bit of work to do. Do we have enough on this roster? Yes. It could be. We already said Gardner Johnson. He's a good pickup. Yeah. Whoever else is out there who we can sign.
Asante Samuel, defense, maybe.
There's a chance. But don't give up your higher draft.
No.
But if somebody else is out there – You can trade them for lower draft picks, not higher draft.
All right, Quinn, I appreciate you checking in, man, and just keep me updated on what that buddy pass is looking like, all right?
All right. Well, I don't know. Depends on the shutdown.
You're right. You're right. I appreciate it. Shout out to everybody that's over there at O'Hare or Midway listening to 670 The Score, knowing that your Bears won. I am doing a great service right now, giving you live and local radio just for you, my third shifters that are out there putting in work. Again, shout out everybody that's at O'Hare, all my ticket agents, all my flight attendants, all my pilots, all my baggage handlers, all my TSA people, all my air traffic control people, even though you guys are a little low right now. Shout out to all you guys. I'm here for you guys on this one.
I got a question for you, Gabe.
Sure. Gabe Ramirez here, 670 to score.
All right, so we just ran down through all the teams above the Bears right now, not having any confidence in being the Rams, Packers, Eagles, you name it.
Sure.
So right below them is San Francisco, 6-4. They're in the eighth seed. And then right below them, 5-5, is Carolina Panthers. Now, obviously, they just lost to the Saints. It's a pretty bad look. But the Panthers went into Lambeau and beat the Packers. Do we have confidence that the Bears are better than those two teams are above right now?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I watched that game, Panthers and Packers, and Jordan Love just threw two bad interceptions in the end zone. It's just, like, really bad. So they should have won that game handedly. I think they just took them for granted. I think sometimes that happens in the NFL. I don't think Carolina is necessarily a better team. Rico Dowdle had himself a game there as well. So they got a formidable run tandem with Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard. You know, Xavier Leguez is one of my favorites, even though he's not performing well. Tate McMillan is a dog. So, and I'm a believer in Bryce Young, I should say. But the Bears are still better than them, better than Carolina. The Bears are better than every team below them. The Bears are, listen, this is, Grant, I don't know if you've heard this. Have you heard me explain Carlos Boozer before?
You mentioned it today.
Yeah, well, right. So you haven't heard me explain it. So Carlos Boozer, a famed power forward in the NBA, Bulls had him when they missed out on the big names like LeBron and Carmelo Anthony. And so Carlos Boozer came to the Bulls, and Carlos Boozer was the worst superstar in the NBA. Okay? Follow me there.
Following you.
Of all the superstars, he was the worst one, right? And of all of the role players and like everybody else in the NBA, he was the best one.
Yeah, but at the same time, he was in the league with JaVale McGee, so I mean,
yeah, tough time. But I'm what I say that to say, if you are the Carlos Boozer of something,
so you want to be just the not most one. Mediocre.
Nobody wants to be Carlos Boozer.
Okay, you're right. But right. If you're the
if you're Carlos Boozer, okay. You are the best of the worst. And the worst of the best. That's your line right there.
So the line is just straight mediocre.
It's mediocre would be
average.
Like, average is part of people below Carlos Boozer.
Okay.
Right? Because he's a superstar. See, so you're not average. You're a superstar. You're putting up 20 points, 10 rebounds. You're killing the league. You're not an average player. You're a superstar. You're just the worst superstar. See what I'm saying? Because superstars is only like, I don't know, 25 people. You know what I mean? And there's 200 players in the NBA.
Yeah.
So you're the 25th best player, though. You're of the 25 superstars, you're number 25. And you're better than the 175 people below you, right? That's where the Bears are. Where the Bears are the Carlos Boozer of the NFC right now. Where they are...
smack dab in the middle.
They're the worst of the best. Of all the teams that are in the playoffs, they're the worst ones.
We legit ran the teams above them, and we don't have any confidence in them beating in the playoffs.
Exactly.
And then right below them, San Francisco and Panthers... a little bit of worry, but like then Vikings, no. Cowboys, no. Cardinals, no. And then we get... Down the list.
Yeah. All right. Curious your thoughts on this Bears team. 312-644-6767. Are they fraudulent 6-3? Or are they a good 6-3? Let's go out to Brandon out in Morton Grove. Brandon, I know you're here to bring the positive vibe, so I'm ready for them. I'm ready to receive them.
For sure. Thanks for taking my call, Gabe.
Of course.
Yeah, I know you usually got the couch, you know, for me, but tonight, why don't you have a seat, you know.
I like this.
I'll take the clipboard, you know, we'll light
please.
A Bears victory candle.
I love that. And, I like that.
We'll get the good vibes going.
All right, Brandon, hold on. Wait, let me get settled in, because I'm taking this seriously. All right, I'm on the couch. Talk to me.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to start out with the coaching, and then I'm going to go to the offense and then the defense, all right? So on the coaching side, maybe today, you know, Johnson didn't want to, you know, run the ball because he thought New York was going to expect us to run the ball. And the way that Caleb was throwing the ball today, you know, with his velocity on those balls, it was zipping through the wind, and those conditions were nasty out there today.
Yeah.
And Alex kind of stole my thunder, too. He brought up a lot of good points. You know, the receivers had a lot of drops. And, you know, Caleb... he was doing the Houdini again, man. Like, yeah. What if he were in a game versus Parsons and he slips out of those tackles, you know, and against Hutchinson? You know what I mean? And that's just the possibilities that are there, you know. I would say that this team is trending towards dangerous. And, you know, with these wins, each win, it builds up the team's confidence, you know what I mean, for the next game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just gives them the belief that they can – you know, continue to do it. And another thing with Ben, maybe he's like not showing his full playbook right now. You know, he's saving all his good plays like Andy Reid, you know, does, you know, saving them for the playoffs or, you know, for the big moments. And, you know, New York, they beat Philadelphia. You know, I know they had Scadabo, and, you know, probably if they have Scadabo today, they go for it on fourth down and get a touchdown, you know. Maybe things are different, but you know, for our defense, what I really like what we're doing is what the Eagles did last year. We're turning the ball over on teams, and, you know, we might give up a lot of points, but, you know, Allen is calling these blitzes from the, you know, these DBs and nickelbacks at the right time, and, you know, it's, you know, forcing the quarterback to make bad decisions. You saw that today. And, you know, if we can continue to do that, call up these blitzes at the right time, I mean, that's what the key is, I think, for the team. And, you know, these quarterbacks, I mean, I don't know if every game these receivers are going to make these one-handed catches where you know, it's going right under Wright's arm, you know, and it's like the smallest of, you know, inches where it could be batted away or a catch, you know what I mean? It's just the probabilities of that keep on happening are probably slim, you know. So the only thing that scares me is the run game in the fourth quarter. It seems like we have trouble stopping the run in the fourth quarter. So, you know, against the Lions and stuff, we might have trouble. But, you know, we were toe-to-toe with the Vikings, and they just beat the Lions. So, I mean, it is any given Sunday. You look at the Dolphins today, you know, they got the couple turnovers, and they were able to beat the Bills. So, I mean, I think it is all about, causing the turnovers and, you know, winning that side of the game to give your team extra possessions. And we're not turning the ball over. Caleb didn't turn the ball over today.
Yeah, another good performance from Caleb protecting the football. I mean, didn't take a sack on the day either. I mean, when you talk about the biggest differences in the team, that certainly being one of them. Listen, I want to be very clear. I am excited about this Bears team for years to come. I think that's where I'm at right now. My excitement isn't necessarily directed towards this year or these playoffs or a potential playoff berth, because I know even that will end in disappointment, right? Or at least not a Super Bowl, I should say, not necessarily disappointment. But I'm excited about the future of the Chicago Bears and the near future, right? What does next year look like? You talked about, you know, this team. Imagine when they get an offseason and are able to truly evaluate this squad and where their deficiencies are and where they need to get deeper so that way they can have sustained success in the league. And I think another point, Brandon, is that, you know, the NFL isn't necessarily – or the NFL, excuse me, always has been top-heavy when it comes to the dominant teams, right? Like if you look at right now the records of teams in the leagues, I mean, gosh, there's like so many bad teams, right? The Jets 3-7, Jets 2-7, Miami 3-7, Cincy 3-6, Cleveland 2-7, Tennessee 1-8, Vegas. I mean, like, it's just like so many bad teams. So if you are good, you have the potential to be good for a lot of years, right, in this league, because you can't sit at the top. And we've seen it. Look at Detroit, right? Look at San Francisco, right? Teams like that, Tampa Bay after getting Baker Mayfield. Like, you have teams that can get there. And now when you have a solid offseason, you can assess your squad and say, where do we need to improve in order to, instead of being the Carlos Boozer of the NFL, we can actually propel ourselves to the forefront of that NFC at the very least and compete with squads like the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, so then take me to the rest of the season for you, Brandon. Obviously, you're a bit optimistic. You're feeling good about this squad. The next couple of weeks, certainly a gauntlet. What is your hope for the Chicago Bears?
I feel where you're coming from, though. You know, like today, the Patriots, you know, they beat a good team and they look good. And, you know, we're not looking good. I mean, we're you know, like you said, getting by the skin of our teeth. But, like, maybe that's just the way we have to do it for right now. You know what I mean? And, you know, maybe we will lose a close game. But, you know, as long as we keep the belief, that's all we can do right now. You know, we have a depleted secondary. You know, all we have to do is do what we can. You know what I mean? And I just think that's what Ben is trying to tell the team. And, you know, is like, we can control our own destiny. And, you know, he'll put us in the position to succeed, as long as we, buy in. And that's what the team looks like they're doing. And last year we didn't win these close games. This year we are. So, like I said, man, if we can continue to build this confidence, that can go a long way against these better teams that we're about to face.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, before you go, I got to ask, because I just got to ask you one question. If Dart doesn't get hurt, do the Bears lose that game?
Ah, man.
Wow! I didn't want to give you like a little aneurysm or anything right there, Brandon. You look, you're struggling,
know,
bro.
We caused a turnover, though. You know what I mean? Like, and that was the game. If you think about it,
but they caused a turnover. They were down 10. Bears only put up a field goal, right? If Jackson Dart comes back in, he's gonna come back in up 7.
But, like, I think we were going to blitz them then, because then they started to run the ball, right? And then that's how they kind of, made the game drag out a little bit longer,
okay,
right?
Okay, I was just curious if you thought the Bears would still win. you know, down two scores.
I think our path is the blitz, honestly, with Allen and getting these turnovers. That's the path for the Bears.
Third and long, definitely putting teams in uncomfortable situations. Brandon, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for hanging out with me.
For sure. Thanks,
Gabe. Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score, hanging out with you here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Tough one, man. Bears win 24-20, but I'm not necessarily sure how I feel about this one. And I want to hear your thoughts. Are the Bears dangerous? Are they a dangerous team? Is DeAndre Swift, Caleb Williams, and Roma Dunze dangerous? On the defensive side, Montez Sweat, Austin Booker, dangerous? Or are they a fraudulent 6-3 team? Every year there's one. A team that makes it to the playoffs, wins a bunch of games, and you're like, nobody's really worried about them. Are people worried about the Chicago Bears? They should be. Bears are dangerous. Bears, ooh, look at me. I just said it. I said they're dangerous.
Are they kind of like the 2023 Miami Dolphins, where they weren't beating quality opponents, and then the quality opponents that they play, they did not win?
I don't know. Did they have a better defense? Right? I think that's the issue with the Bears right now in the present. I think the biggest issue for the Chicago Bears, obviously, is not the offense. We know Caleb Williams is capable. We know the run game is capable, the weapons that they have on offense capable, offensive line capable. I think it's the defense. At certain times, you're not sure if you're going to get pass rush, if you're going to have a formidable front four. If Noah Sewell has to be responsible for, you know, the Mike linebacker position, that's going to be tough. You got Nayshon Wright out there with Nate McCloud. You're banking on C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Like, the defense is what really concerns me. Now, they play with heart. They play hard. They create turnovers. But if I have to depend on that defense to, you know, generate a stop on somebody other than Russell Wilson, I think that's going to be the tough one. But, again, that's not for me to talk about right now. I want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. Are the Bears dangerous or are they fraudulent? I want to hear from you. All right, it's Gabe Ramirez taking your calls next right here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Caleb, complete jubilation for the Chicago Bears in this one. What is it about these late game, last minute situations that helps you guys thrive?
I think it's what Coach built for us. I think it's that full 60-minute football that we talk about to ourselves in that locker room. I think it's just us and our determination that we won't go out without a fight. And if we go out and we're not on the right side that we want to be on, we win our fight. Recently it's been that we've come out on top, but we got to find ways to put points up early, fast. Defense has to stop them, special teams that do the job, and we got to keep going and putting up a lot of points. That's what we can do. It's awesome having these games, but we got to find ways to win the game a little bit earlier.
That is your QB1, Caleb Williams, talking to Pam Oliver on Fox. Talking about 60 minutes worth of NFL football from start to finish, there is no wavering. And granted, Caleb Williams would like to put points on the board earlier in the game so that way he doesn't necessarily need the heroics in the fourth quarter. But the fact of the matter is he's capable. He's capable and he delivers. Somebody said, what was it? Caleb the closer. And by somebody, I mean me. I just came up with that.
I mean, he's closing games out. These last two, he has.
Caleb the closer. He comes through. He puts you in a position to win. But is this team fraudulent? And I don't mean that in a way where it's like, I'm not trying to discredit the six wins, the 6-3 record. It's just, I'm trying to really define my expectations for this team, right? I am happy that the Bears are 6-3. I'm happy that they've won six out of their last seven games. I am ecstatic, actually. But I don't want to, but it's weird because if you tell me the Bears are 6-3, I'm like, before the season starts, if you're like, bro, Gabe, the Bears are going to be 6-3. Super Bowl, baby. That's what I would think in my mind, in my heart of hearts. But here I am at 6-3, and I'm like, damn, are the Bears fraudulent? Like when Caleb talks about 60 minutes playing, you know, football and believing, but it's like, but it's against the Giants. But it's against the Raiders, right? Like that, you need to do all of that, and I guess you got. I guess you have to do that, right? This is the optimist in me. You have to do those things, so that way, when you are a truly dangerous squad, and you get into a barn burner with another team that is your equivalent, right? Because that's what you're assuming here. That like teams like the Giants, the Commanders, the Cowboys, that they're your equivalent, but you're just a little bit better than them. So what this does is build moxie so that way when you are better and then you are facing good teams and you're in this similar situation, you can draw from the recesses of your brain what it was like to fight 60 minutes against a squad that was kind of your equal. That's what I'm getting at. But I want to know what you're getting at. 312-644-6767. Is this team dangerous or fraudulent? Let's go out to Mark in Richmond. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good morning. The Bears, this is what we wanted about 3 years ago with Justin Fields. We finally got a team that we revamped of older players, a good mix of younger players, and we are playing teams this year that are our equal, and we're beating them. This is what a rebuilding team is. It is up for the general manager now to start seeing where our strengths and where our weaknesses are at so we can keep rebuilding, so we become a team that can withstand into the future, because the more games we win now, the tougher the competition will be. Everybody will gel together. Our defense is very, very poor. We're still giving up way too many points. They're holding when they need to hold, but in the beginning of the game, our defensive coordinator needs to go back down to Saintville. We need a defensive coordinator that can put a game plan together the whole game instead of just figuring it out as the game is going on. That's part of our problem with our defense. We're not figuring it out until real late, and then we're shutting them down. But the teams that we're playing are our caliber teams, and we're winning. That's the nice part. That's the encouraging part. We're beating teams that are with us. Like the Raiders are almost there. They need a quarterback. The Giants, they think they found their quarterback in Dart, but they need a defense.
Yeah, I mean, their defense is pretty solid. They're building on it. They have, I believe it's the highest or second highest paid defensive unit in the NFL. When you look at this Bears team, Mark, and obviously you're optimistic about this squad, and you think there's room to grow on the defensive side of the ball, what do you think is going to be the area that lets the Bears down, you know, in these next couple of months, right? And by let down, I'm talking about Bears fans, right? Because the team themselves are going to play the hardest. They're going to try to win. But there's going to be an area that's going to let the Bears down where they can't reach their fullest potential. What is that going to be for you?
I think it's already here, and we're seeing it through almost half the season now. We're seeing where the letdown is at, and it's on the defensive side. That is our big letdown now. They're making our offense have to come back from being down. And our offense runs better. Caleb, last week, Caleb didn't get frustrated. If you guys watched the game, Caleb was starting to get frustrated. Somebody must have went to him in, like, the second half and calmed him down, or the coaching staff went to him. Because if you notice in the second half, he wasn't getting frustrated. He was staying calm. He was staying in that pocket. He wasn't really trying to move around all that much. He was running, but he was running when he had to, not just because he felt scared. And it was he's progressing, and it's a great to see it. But our offense is our weak link. We're still not getting to the quarterback. We're putting nine guys and eight guys in the line, gentlemen, and we're still not getting to the quarterback. And that's scary. When you put nine guys in that, we stopped the run pretty good yesterday, but we really couldn't stop that quarterback from passing the ball.
Yeah, he looked good he looked good in the first half. Jackson Dart certainly did. And I was, you know, while you were talking, Mark, I was checking out, you know, the Giants were 1-for-4 in the red zone in terms of touchdowns. 1-for-4. You know, when Jackson Dart fumbled the ball, they were on the 28-yard line, on the Bears' 28-yard line, up 10. Think about that. It was first and 10 on the 32-yard line, up 10 points with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. That is a damning place to be if you're a Bears fan, because you're like, this is over. First and 10 on the 32, up, about to be up two tutties. That's what you're thinking. And then they fumble the ball. Like, oh, so lucky. Bears come down, get a field goal out of it. You think everything's going to be great at that point. Giants come down, score another field goal, 10-play, 80-yard drive, just a heartbreaker. Then, of course, the Bears turnover on downs, but then everything goes in our favor after that. Giants punt, Bears scored a touchdown, Giants punt again, Bears get another touchdown, Giants turn it over on downs. It's just great. It's like a perfect ending to the game. But it's what should have happened. Bears shouldn't have been in that predicament. Listen, if you would go back, I don't know who has the ability, but if you go back and watch the Giants game against the Niners last week, that is how this game should have gone. Where the Niners just imposed their will on the Giants. They were up double digits. And the Giants just, with their lack of offensive weapons, struggled to score points. And that should have been the case today. That should have been what this Bears team, 6-3 Bears team, that is dangerous, that's what they would have done. 27-13. That should have been the game. Not, you got to put up 2 touchdowns in the last 5 minutes in order to win this game. That shouldn't have been the case. Hoping that the Giants end up being a bad team and beating themselves. Because that's kind of what happened at the tail end there. Jackson Dart gets hurt. Jackson Dart fumbles, then gets hurt, right? Russell Wilson's incapable of having a sustained drive to put points on the board. The punter shanks the punt. Like, all these things have to happen in order wonder whether it's dangerous or fraudulent, because I feel like the Bears shouldn't have been in that predicament to begin with. But you know what? Curious what you got to say. Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I'll give you guys the lowdown on who's going to be here on the station all day today in just a minute. But first, let's go out to the other Gabe in Frankfort, Illinois. Gabe, what's going on, brother?
What's up, boss? How are you?
You know what? People always, when I tell people, first of all, my whole life, I've always called myself Gabriel. I've never been Gabe until I started on the radio. People wanted to shorten my name. And then when I start saying my name is Gabe, and I'm curious if this happens to you too, people think I say Dave.
Can I tell you something? My name is Dave, and I think he understood it as Gabe.
That's hilarious.
It's funny that you even said that.
Dude, that is so, because this is the reverse right now. That's great.
Right. Basically reversed it.
All right, Dave. How are you, man? What's up? Talk to me about this Bears game. That's great.
Man, I'm glad. I like to call at night because I like the way you guys give me your feedback. You have the time. You don't have 6,000 calls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I actually genuinely like to talk to people, so that's the good thing.
Yes, I know. That's why I love to listen to you. By the way, you're amazing.
Appreciate you.
Listen, I've been listening. Listen, it's not about what the Bears are today. It's about what they will be at the end of the season. They're building in progress. There's definitely talent on the team. You have a rookie and a second year QB, a year and a half, so to speak, that does not turn the ball over, which is unheard of in the city of Chicago. He has weapons. Today, we're a couple of catches, a couple of drops away from actually bragging about Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson and the team.
That's a great point.
You know what I mean? Like, a couple of these drops could have easily switched the game around. Now, we stopped the run, but we didn't stop Mr. QB from rushing. I felt like we were playing against Justin Fields for a little while. But they did pay the price with the concussion / fumble. So, yes, you were talking about name all the playoff teams and are we better, are we better, are we better. We might not be better today. I completely agree with you, Gabe. However, I do see us improving week in and week out. And let's hope. I have a lot of confidence for some reason. Even my kids are like talking to me like I'm crazy. I have a lot of confidence in Dennis Allen. I mean, obviously Ben Johnson is Ben Johnson. Everybody knows who he is, the highest paid,
sure,
hot commodity coordinator, whatever you want to call him, from last year.
All right, so take me here, Dave, because the fact of the matter is this. Yes, I think you bring up a great point, right? It's not about where they are today. It's how they end the season. But how, in your mind, how will the season end for the Chicago Bears? Is it in the playoffs? Is it missing the playoffs? Is it winning a game? Like, take me to the end there.
Let's go back to the Detroit Lions year one under Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson. They didn't really like come to fruition until maybe week 9, week 10. is when you started seeing the team. Ben Johnson is running a complicated, he's got to change a lot of culture. He's running a complicated offense. It's. I think we have the talent. We definitely do. The only thing Ryan Poles dropped the ball on is he did not go out and get us like a pass rusher, the way Baltimore got theirs and a few other teams went out and got their pass rushers, like Philadelphia. We needed a pass. We need, like, we got to give Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen likes to run a blitz, zero coverage, leave the corners on their island. Jalen Johnson is missing, so that hurts him. Our slot corner is also missing Spider-Man. So you need pass rush in order to be able to run the Dennis Allen's offense, defense the way it's supposed to be ran. I mean, otherwise he's a great defensive coordinator. You know what I mean? So I do see them improving. I love the fact that Caleb Williams does not make turnovers. He's Mr. Clutch. I'm going to call. He needs to drive stick shift because he is Mr. Clutch.
That's great.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm being honest. Like, it's like Jordan and like, I'm not that I'm comparing him to Jordan, but like, we'll be down by five with like a minute left, and we're still having our.
There's no doubt at all that the Bears are going to win. Like, you're like, oh, I know. I've seen this before. I've seen this one. Caleb's going to score two touchdowns here. Watch.
And not 1 week. He's done it. And then listen, in the NFL, it's hard to win, right? We agree on that.
Yes.
We have won four in a row and five out of six. So.
Six out of seven.
Or six out of seven, okay? It's not easy to win six out of seven in the NFL. I even think we're ahead of the curve. I thought we would be right now 3-6. And then we're going to start getting good when people were asking me in the beginning of the year. I'm a huge Bears enthusiast, so
right.
I get asked questions as if I'm Gabe, you know?
Well, today and you were. Not Dave, you were Gabe.
Right.
That's what that was. All right. I think you're right. Dave, I think you're right. I think
wait.
The Bears are ahead of schedule, and I think that's the good thing, right? I think being at a place where you're better than the bad teams, right, where you win those games, beat who you're supposed to beat, that's a great place to be for the Chicago Bears already. Instead of, you know, occasionally missing out on some of those games or feeling like you left a couple victories on the field. So that's good. I think the issue is the Bears now face a part of their schedule where they will be tested, and you will figure out exactly who they are in the present. You're going to find out where their deficiencies are, where they can't hide them, right? I think that's what you're going to see in a lot of instances, like the areas that the Bears cannot hide against good teams who are going to exploit those areas of weaknesses. And the cool thing will be, Dave, the cool thing will be is if the Bears do pull off a couple victories in the same manner, right? Like if the sloppy play that results in a win or the sloppy game that results in a win, like, can they do that against the Packers? Can they do that against the Lions? Because then if they do, then, as somebody just texted in from the 847, you can embrace the ugly. Shout out to Al Stiles in Rogers Park for saying that, because that's the truth. Like, that could just be the calling card for the Chicago Bears in 2025. Maybe next year. Because look it, can't you look at Caleb, and I know you're a Bears enthusiast, so you probably feel this way already. But when I look at Caleb and I see him, you know, I have kids. I have three kids, right? Same baby mama. Same baby mama, though.
Been here.
That's my favorite joke I've been saying lately.
I got four kids, three. No, I'm joking. I got three boys.
But now that I have kids, right, Dave, and you do too, and you're able to see the maturation and growth of said kids – when you look at Caleb coming in as a 22, 23-year-old young man, and you say to yourself, damn, when he's 26, like, he's going to be perfect, right? And I think that's what we're seeing, where he's not there yet, but when the game slows down for him, as it'll continue to do, and he learns how to take less hits like most quarterbacks learn, right? You learn how to take less hits. You learn how to get rid of the ball. You saw Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, guys like that, where they – Joe Flacco, like, they get rid of the ball. Why? Because they're hitting those five and outs. Three-step drop, ball out of their hands. They don't want to get hurt. They don't want to get hit. And I think Caleb, where, I mean, is he the best scrambler in the NFL, right? No?
I mean, he's definitely top five, but, you know,
give me
Justin Fields are better.
No, not Justin Fields.
I'm just saying, like, those rushing type core. But what I love, the reason you could call him the best scrambler, and I agree with you, is because Justin Fields would tuck it in and he would just run 60 yards. Caleb, you're looking at him. His goal is to keep his eye up the field and pass the ball. He's not looking to run the ball.
He looks like Allen Iverson out there. He looks like Allen Iverson out there on the field where he's just like juking people. Thanks for the call, by the way, Dave. That was a great one. But that's the difference. When I throw out the phrase, is he the best scrambler, I don't mean necessarily like he's putting up the most yards per game. But when I see Caleb Williams do a whoop, a scoobity-doop, that's how I call it. A whoop scoobity-doop. That's what I think is happening in that moment. Like he is juking. And you're talking about some of the most athletic people in the world at their size, right? Like 6'4", 6'5", people. And they're like got a straight beeline at him. He's whoop, spin move. You're not going to get me, spin move. That's like the greatest thing ever. Sometimes I'm like, how does he do it? And everybody knows it's coming. That's the worst part about it. I'll just take one more. Let's go to Ryan out in Oak Forest. Ryan, are you talking about Captain Caleb? Caleb the closer or Clutch Caleb? Which one are you calling about right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just imagine how legendary Caleb would be if he always played in that comeback drive, 4-minute, 2-minute drill mode all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I think we get ourselves into such a spot because in the opening quarters, it's like he's trying to put on a show rather than taking the layups. I mean, like, I saw him one time look at an open Manung guy dead in the eye, then throw it to Olamide in the end zone, slightly off target, and he dropped it. Like, Hall of Famers aren't doing that. They're causing death by paper cuts, by picking up first downs, making it third and short, using your backs, staying in the pocket, and not making your talented offensive tackles look bad. You could say the same thing about the defensive strategy, too, in that we might use too many ingredients for the recipe. Although I will say that I like some of the blitzes, but with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, see the next Khalil Mack, the next Julius Peppers? I think Montez better step it up before he gets replaced. They had a better game than people make it out to be.
Yeah, they did. They had a good game. When you're looking at this one, though, and you see the Chicago Bears struggle to beat a New York Giants team that everyone thought, I mean, even the books had them as 4.5-point favorites. I mean, are you part of the crew that's like, hey, man, a win is a win, Ben Johnson, locker room, good, better, best? Or are you, looking at it through the lens of a, you know, unbiased fan and is saying like, okay, you beat the Giants, but, man, you struggled. You needed every minute of the game to beat them.
Gosh, I mean, I don't want to talk too much about the past, but, like, we've struggled against the Giants no matter how good we are and how bad they are, right? It's just something about those games. They really do bring out the best of both teams. I will say Jackson Dart, I mean, I want to say that he's the next big thing. I did say the same exact thing about Kyle Manungai last week. I think I fall in love too quickly, both football-wise and dating-wise, right? Like, I was, when we were down 20-10, I was like, maybe we could come back. But then Russell Wilson showed up, and I was just like, ooh, I don't know. Like, I know he's in a slump, but he's still Russell Wilson. And, you know, wouldn't you know it, he kind of choked the game away.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, in that moment, where I was like, once I saw Russell Wilson in, because they showed a super cut to him earlier in the game where Brian Dable was talking to him, and I was like, are they going to get rid of Jackson Dart because he's not operating the offense well enough? And so when the concussion happened, I genuinely, in my heart of hearts, thought that they whispered in his ear like, hey, bro, we were going to take you out of the game anyway. Let's just call it a concussion. That's how I felt in that real time. Because then Russell Wilson came in and I was like, oh, damn. Like, this game's over. Russell Wilson's going to dink us to death and just throw a bunch of six, like you said, death by a thousand paper cuts, just, you know, work the ball. And then they started leaning on the run when Russell Wilson came in, which was odd as well. But, I mean, good game nonetheless. Hey, Ryan, I appreciate the phone calls always, man. Thanks for calling in.
See you next time.
It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, hanging out with you till 5 o'clock on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Of course, Dustin Rhodes coming up at 5 o'clock to take over with all the deets surrounding the Bears' victory against the Giants. Of course, they took them down 24-20. And then, ton more to listen to on the show today. Mully and Hall got three great guests. Olin Krutz, Brad Biggs, Clay Harbor at 7, 8, 9. Raheem Harris and Grody. They got Anthony Heron and Dan Weeder at 11-1. Then Spiegel and Holmes, Kurt Warner, James Big Cat Williams, and Jason Leisure at 3, 4, and 5. All day today, taking care of you, talking about this Bears victory against the Giants. But I want to hear from you. Is this Bears team dangerous? Or are they just a dud? That's what I'm, or are they fraudulent? 312-644-6767. Your call's on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.